Welcome to the Warriors of Grace podcast, hosted by Dave Jenkins. Warriors of Grace is about helping men from generation to generation become gospel men in private, in the home, in the church, and in public through the Word of God. Now for today's episode, let's join our host, Dave Jenkins.
Well, welcome back to the Warriors of Grace podcast. My name is Dave, and I'm the host for this show, as you know. And today we are going to wrap up our series, Reading the Bible Personally and Corporately with the Church, talking today about faithfulness to the Lord in every sphere of life. In fact, faithfulness to the Lord should be our main concern in every aspect of our lives, because we are going to be with Him forever. Faithfulness to the Lord is a perennial issue because it shows, it demonstrates whether we're living rightly before Him according to the Word of God or whether we are living in disobedience. The options the Bible presents to the Christian are faithfulness to God or disobedience to God. This first possibility is made possible because of union with Christ, who is and always will be faithful, while the latter is possible because we're walking in our own power instead of the daily strength that the Lord provides. God's faithfulness to His people means that He will always act according to His revealed character in His Word, which is true for the past, the present, and the future. 1 Kings 8:56 says, "No, not one word has failed of all the good promises He gave." You see, the Lord God is eternally reliable, steadfast, and unwavering because faithfulness is one of His attributes. It's essential to explain that the Lord doesn't have work to do, have to work at being faithful like we do. He is faithful at the core of His being. Faithfulness is a vital part of who the Lord is. It's the faithfulness, His faithfulness in His revealed character, where He it's revealed in Scripture. He protects His people. He sets limits on our temptation. He forgives all of our sin. He sanctifies us. Becoming like Christ is in all of life perspective. It's not a matter of checking the list of doing this and doing that. The Word is littered with consequences of our unfaithfulness. Such warnings are given because, as the old hymn says, "Come, thou fount of every blessing," says we are prone to leave the God I love. And if we're honest with God and with ourselves, our hearts are fickle. Even our best motivations to honor Him, to obey Him. And so to combat our tendencies towards unfaithfulness, we need to consider how faithfulness affects every relationship in our lives. And as we do this, we are sharpened by the Word of God, and we're equipped by the Holy Spirit. Scripture teaches that the just will live by faith. The Lord God is faithful to His people, and by grace, as we grow in our faithfulness to Him through devoting ourselves to the Word of God, to prayer, and to living life in the local church, we will hear from the Lord, "Well done, good and faithful servant." See, faithfulness to the Lord entails all that we've considered in this series. Such a life honors the Lord and brings Him maximum joy and glory. Bringing the Lord maximum joy and glory by rightly living before Him is the concern of every Christian, because it demonstrates our obedience to Him. This obedience is not only evidence of our faith, it's also the source of our maximum joy. But our obedience is not for ourselves. It's to demonstrate to a watching world that we don't just say the right words, we live by them. We're aiming to live rightly before God. And as we become Word-shaped people, devoted to prayer, involved in the local church, God will use us to extinguish the flames of biblical illiteracy penetrating the local church in these days. This is what I'm after in this series: obedience and righteous lives. That's what I'm trying to encourage in this series and in the men who listen to this and watch this show. It's my hope that your hearts, your minds, your affections will be set on the glory of God, so you will become even more men that God desires you to be, both in your personal lives, in your home life, in your work life, and as you live before a watching world. The Holy Spirit takes the Word and plants it deep in your heart and life, thus bringing honor to the Son, Jesus, who paid the ultimate penalty so you might be forgiven. So I want to plead with you to walk in the newness of life and to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord. This takes us well beyond just considering, you know what? This is about my numbers. This is about my metrics. This is about whether I'm going to get a book contract or not, or I'm going to get a pastor position, or I'm going to get this job or that, or I'm going to walk this career path. Faithful. Be faithful to the Lord. Eyes on Jesus, it's been said. And it's so true. You want to be faithful to Christ? Set your eyes, as Hebrews 12 does. The writer of Hebrews 12 does, on Christ alone. Looking to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. You know what? There's no other way to do it. We have to fix the eyes of our hearts again and again and again on Christ. In fact, you might be going through a challenging time even today. And before you clicked to listen to this, maybe on a drive or maybe to watch it on your laptop at home or on the TV. And here's the thing. The Lord is faithful. He will always be faithful. No matter the situations that you're facing today, the Lord will always be faithful. Jesus said in Hebrews 13, verses 5 and 9, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Jesus is faithful to you. He's faithful to you. He's been faithful to you in the past. He's faithful to you in the present. He'll be faithful to you in the future. So no matter what you're dealing with, no matter how hard it is, you can lean into this promise of God. Because it can bear all the weight of your life. Because behind it is a God who never changes. This is a God. Behind the promises of God is a God who's never going to change. You might know people who have given up on you and said, you know what, I'm done with your nonsense. I'm done with your shenanigans. But the Lord is never going to do this to you. He's never going to leave you. He's never going to forsake you. He's always going to point you back to the truth again and again and again and again. He's going to tell you, hey, my son, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. And reminding yourself again and again and again of your Savior's love in the midst of hardship, in the midst of discouragement, and when in the midst of spiritual warfare. Remind yourself, the Lord is faithful. He is good. His ways are everlasting. His promises are sure and steady because of Christ. He will lead you. He will guide you. But it's not only this that matters, faithfulness. It matters, the faithfulness of God matters because of what God wants to do through His Word, as we've talked about in this series. God wants us to delight in Him who has revealed Himself in His Word. And it's because of this delight that you should be reading and studying and meditating on and memorizing and applying the Word of God to your life. And it's in these things that these things that the Lord is going to use as a means of grace in your life to help you to be conformed even more into the image and likeness of Christ, so that you can be useful to Him in the local church. And see, this is what God wants to do. He wants you to grow in Him so that then you can be useful to Him in the local church and even useful to Him in your community. Well, there's a lot to say about all of these things. But I just want to land this series here. Like I was saying earlier about the faithfulness of God. You know, these things that we've talked about, as you take them, as you apply them to your heart, to your life, you're gonna face difficult situations. You're gonna face difficult and challenging situations that are gonna test your resolve. By preparing yourself and availing yourself of the means of grace, you're gonna be ready for those challenges, those opportunities to show your character, to show your quality, if you will, the character of Christ being conformed into you. And every one of these opportunities, it's just that. It's to show us, hey, this is where I need to go. I need to grow in patience with other people. I need to grow in love for people. I need to be more joyful in the midst of challenges and so on and so forth. We have the Lord who searches our hearts. He knows us. We can't fake Him out. So no matter what, this is why we should be keeping short accounts with the Lord. so that we're alert to these opportunities, these opportunities before us every day. How are you going to grow? And how are you going to use them to honor the Lord? And will you use them to honor the Lord? These are questions to ask. But as we land the plane for this series, I just want to encourage you to get in the Word. Utilize the skills and the things that we've talked about here in this series to help you get into the Word yourself. Dive into it. Read the Word. Study the Word. Meditate on the Word. Memorize the Word. Apply the Word to your life. Get in a sound biblical church that is centered on the Word of God, where the preaching, as we've talked about, it focuses itself on texts of Scripture. It takes you through books of the Bible, and it points you responsibly to Christ. Get in a church where they have community with others. These are things that I look for in a church. Does the preaching go through books of the Bible? Do they explain those texts of Scripture? Do they have small groups where you can get care? What these things reveal about a church is their belief about the Bible itself. And then it reveals, okay, do they take the Bible seriously, or is it just a tack on to the ministry that they have? Is it just something that they talk about, or is it something that they actually are seeking, striving to live by and to teach people about the Bible, from the Bible? Because what we need is more Bible. All around us are messages of all sorts. And these aren't, by the way, everything that I look for in a church. And I'm not saying that you only look for these things, but at the heart of what you look for in a church should be these things. It should be, do they preach the Word of God? Do they rightly handle the Word of God? And do they encourage people to dig into the Word of God with other people, men with men, women with women, and even couples with couples and small groups? Do they encourage intergenerational discipleship? Older men teaching younger men, older women teaching younger women, and so on and so forth, as Titus 2 teaches? Or do they not? These are some very basic things that you should look for in a local church. These are things that are matters of faithfulness to the Word, faithfulness to the Lord, faithfulness to the Great Commission, faithfulness to the commands given in the New Testament. Well, I hope that you found this series to be helpful, reading the Bible personally and corporately with the church. I want to thank you for listening or watching this podcast. And men, I just want to encourage you to go ahead and tell your friends about this show if it's been a blessing to you. Until next time when we start a new series, may God bless you and keep you.
Thank you for listening to the Warriors of Grace podcast. If you enjoyed the show today, please subscribe, leave a rating on the app, and share our episode with your friends and family. If you want to, you can follow us on Instagram at Servants of Grace, on Twitter at Servants of Grace, or search Servants of Grace on Facebook. You can also find our show on the front page of the website servantsofgrace.org.